Hey, welcome to Queso Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over some nice cafecito. I'm Joel Carenas.
And I'm Yvette Cruz.
Thanks for joining us. Today, we're talking about whether keeping it real is a smart idea or not. And let me just give you a little background on that, what I mean by that. So as you guys might know, especially those who follow hip hop, recently we had a tragedy with the death of Nipsey Hussle, who was shot outside of his marathon store in Los Angeles on the, I believe it was the 31st of March. And that was his neighborhood there of Crenshaw. And he always gave back. Like, for those who may not know too much about his background or may not know too much about his music, he gave a lot back to his community. He was always trying to look out for the people that was in his community. And he even opened the store at a strip mall there in the Crenshaw area. And he would employ, obviously, a lot of people in that area as well. And he gave a lot, along with, obviously, his music. And maybe you've seen some of it on social media as well, what he did. And he was gunned down by a person that police say knew him and had knew him for a while, a person by the name of Eric Holder, who is right now facing several charges, to say the least. And, you know, Nipsey recently, they had a memorial service for Nipsey in Los Angeles, and you had basically everybody out there. It was mm-hmm. tremendous. And it showed how beloved he was in Los Angeles, in the hip hop community, in the music community. But the people who are feeling it the most, obviously, other than his family and his friends, his immediate friends, are the people of his neighborhood of Crenshaw. Now, a few days after his death, I was tuning in on YouTube and watching The Breakfast Club, and they had a really interesting conversation about this idea of, like, how some artists, a lot of them in hip-hop, they do decide to go back to their own neighborhoods, and they decide to help out. But there was the argument of, like, is that actually a smart thing to do? And one of the main reasons saying that it might not be a smart decision is because there are quite a bit of jealous people. There are people who will, let's just say, they'll hate on you because you've had success and you got out of, quote unquote, the hood, whatever you want to call it. And it was a really deep conversation to an extent. Like, I really enjoyed the conversation between Envy, Angelique, Charlamagne Tha God. They all talked about the pros and cons. And to me, it made me think about, now, I didn't necessarily grow up in a neighborhood like that specifically. I grew up in a neighborhood that wasn't maybe the classiest, to say the least, growing up, but I don't think it was as dangerous as some of these other neighborhoods in bigger cities. But it made me think about the idea of, like, would it be possible to go back and interact with some of these people because of this idea that there may or may not be jealousy? So to kick off the conversation, Yvette, I know you saw the Breakfast Club interview, and I just want to get your first thoughts on kind of their comments, and what are your early thoughts on this idea of, like, okay, you have success, you made it, but yeah, you do want to give back to the place that you've come from. But, you know, there's going to be people out there who may not be happy with that success that you have. What are your initial thoughts on this?
When it comes to this, I would think that, yes, there's always going to be someone that's jealous, or there's always going to be someone that doesn't want to see you do well. Or, you know, have you ever heard they want to see you do good, but never better than them?
Yeah.
Like, there's always going to be people like that. But there's also going to be a lot of people that do want to see you do good. And they do want to watch you invest in your communities. And I also didn't grow up in an area like, you know, like this, where it's like, it's all about community and it's all about being proud about where you're from.
Right.
I saw that when I was living in Chicago. I saw how proud people were to be from there and to have grown up there and to experience things, no matter, like, how the reputation that the city has. And so it's the same thing with the people of Crenshaw. They want people to invest in their neighborhood. And so I see why, and I respect so much how much Nipsey Hussle invested in his community. Like, he went through some hard times there, but instead of, like, leaving and never coming back and saying, you know, screw this place, like, he invested in his community, and he did a lot for his community. And so he was loved for that. And yeah, and in the end, it wasn't, you know, his fate was very tragic, but there are a lot of people. You could see all the people who were at his memorial, all the people who were talking about him on social media. There are a lot of people who are proud and who are thankful and grateful that he invested in his community. And if you think about it, I mean, you have all these people sometimes talking about their community, and some people are very proud of their community, but they want to see it do better. And, you know, a lot of people don't have the chance to actually see it do better. They don't have the chance to make it better because they don't have the means. So then when someone comes along and has those means and wants to invest, like, it would almost be hypocritical not to, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, first off, let me just say, yeah, it was everything that has happened in this past few weeks with that situation has just been sad. And just want to give a quick shout out to, obviously, the family, to everybody that knew Nipsey, and you know, on a personal level, or just even had seen him or was a fan of his, I'm sure they're affected. But you know, I was very conflicted when I saw this Breakfast Club interview and this idea, because I've seen people be like, say hater things about other people that have had success, and to me it just feels like we've gone whatever amount of years, whatever however amount of time you've been in that community. We've been, let's say it's been 7 years, 7 years or 10 years in this community together, and you see your friend go and make it, you know, be successful. Why are you going to throw away all those 10 years because you, for whatever reason, haven't been able to have that amount of success? I don't know. To me, like, all of this stems from, I think the key things are jealousy. I think this idea of, I hate to say it, but I feel like it's just fake. It's this whole idea of, like, we talk about our communities and we love our communities a lot. But some of us, but in the end, some of us, we don't want to see these other people succeed in the community. They want the community. They want everybody to be the same in the community, even though we talk about, oh yeah, we all want to be successful. Do we really? Because we're already hating on the person that has just left.
I think that means that we don't really love our, like, the people who are thinking that. I think it means you don't love your community as much as you say you do.
I agree.
If you love your community, you want to see it rise and you want to see it shine. And that means if someone from your community is doing the things that embody that, and you're bringing them down, then you don't love your community as much as you say you do.
Yeah, no, and there's a lot of people out there. I think about certain people that I won't name, but I think about certain people who for years that I've known have talked about how they want to see the community that we grew up in be better and to rise up. But then when somebody has moved out, whether it's out of state or has moved to another city or moved maybe to a better area in the state, then you just hear a bunch of bochinche, you hear a bunch of talk, you hear a bunch of things like that. And it's like, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but at the same time, it's like, really? Like, we knew this person all our lives and we want them to do better. Maybe they're doing better than some of us are right now, but hey, that's life. But we shouldn't necessarily be hating on them and trying to drag them back down. I can't help but think that that's kind of, and I think it was Charlemagne who mentioned it during the conversation, that we're just dragging our people back to the same thing. We say that we want to lift them up and get them out over that wall. No, we're just, it's almost like we're just teasing them. We're still just pulling them back. We just say that they're going to go and climb up and make it, but we're really just pulling them back. And it's kind of sad. And one thing I wanted to ask you was this idea of, you know, where does this root come from? Because I'd rather be in a community, or I'd rather have people just tell me like nothing instead of preach to me and tell me that, like, oh yeah, let's rise up and let's make our community better and then hate on me after that. Do you have any, what do you think about, where is this, is it just solely based on I'm jealous of you? Is that just the easy one?
I think, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what else could it be? But yeah, I think it's the fact that, you know, you could be jealous of someone.
Then why are they talking about, like, oh, we're going to make it better?
Yeah, because again, I think it goes back to, they, you know, that saying, they want to see you do good, but not better than them. But then that, I think that goes back to jealousy. If you're happy for someone, like, think about people that you like love and care about, like your community of people, like your crew, your circle. Think about those people. If they're doing good, don't you feel like you're doing good because you're associated with them? Like, maybe they got this new promotion, or maybe they just bought a house, and maybe you haven't been able to buy a house. But like, now you know somebody who did it and went out there and bought a house, or you, whatever you want to say. I feel like if you really are invested in your community and like your community of people and your circle, whatever, and your community, like your physical community, if you really are, then their wins are your wins. Mm-hmm. And if you don't see it like that, then you're not really invested. Then you're not really part, you're not really for your community, because you're separating their wins. Now you're saying those are their wins and not my wins.
Right.
And I don't want them to have wins. I want to be the only one to have wins. And that's not cool. No. I don't respect that.
No. And for me, another question I wanted to ask you, like, one of the main questions of that Breakfast Club interview they all asked each other was this idea of, like, they all say, oh, well, you know, I'm gonna go back to my hood. I'm gonna go back to my whatever, and I'm gonna, even after success, I'm gonna go back to show that I'm keeping it real, that I'm still the same. But the main question was, is that even a smart decision? Is that even smart to do?
I think it depends on your intentions. Okay. Like, if you, again, it goes back to like how like Nipsey invested in his community. He wanted to see it do well. And so he put everything he had, everything he gained, he put it back into his community. I think that,
but the counter argument towards, and I'm not trying to bash, you know, rest in peace Nipsey, but the counter argument could be like, if you're gang related. I mean, that's kind of obvious. I'm not stating something that's not obvious. And you have success. Aren't those people who might be gang related and are not successful, isn't it obvious to say they're probably going to have a target on you? Which unfortunately led to the circumstances.
Yeah, I can see that too. And maybe, but maybe he, like, think about all the people who gained something from the things that he did, the things that he, like, he had a cryptocurrency business, he had a co-working space, a STEM program for inner city kids, like a barbershop. He had so much. Think of all the people who benefited from that. Maybe, and I don't know, I mean, I don't know him personally. I don't know what was in his mind, but maybe he knew there might be a target, but he thought, if I could help somebody in the process, then it'll be worth it. And I don't know, maybe I'm putting words in his mouth or in the community's mouth. But the thing is, like, I think it depends on your, like, going back to your hood. First of all, you don't have to go back. Like, that's on you. If you don't go back, yeah, people may talk and think and say things about how, like, you now think you're better or now you forgot where you came from. But the thing is, people are going to talk no matter what.
Yes.
So I think it depends on your intentions. Like, if you just wanted to do better for yourself, and you took your family out of an area that you grew up in that was dangerous, and so now you don't want your family to, you know, that your intentions are for your family to live better than you lived. You know, it goes back to that. If your intentions are just like, I'm done with this place and I was never from here anyway, then again, those are your intentions, and they probably don't sound the best, but it at the end of the day, it is about you. And if you go back and you want to, like, if you go back just to show people that you are keeping it real, again, those don't seem like good intentions. But if you go back, and by go back, I mean, like, you know, it could be physically or also, like, you know, invest in there. Like, you could also do this stuff anonymously. Like, people don't have to know. But, like, if you know, like, those are your intentions. Like, and I think that's what's most important in all of this. Like, if your intentions are just to, like, show people, like, you know, so people don't talk about you, then you know what? I don't respect that either. But, yeah, I think it goes back to your intentions. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I agree with the intentions, and I agree with the fact of, in my opinion, this is probably going to sound bad, but in my opinion, this idea of keeping it real is meaningless. And that sounds, and for a lot of people, I'm sure they'd be like, oh, either you're a sellout or you don't care, you've never been part of us or whatever. Because I've seen it before. I've seen people say and talk, maybe not necessarily to myself, but, like, referring to other people, it's like, oh, well, they never kept it real, or they were this, or they were whatever. Or sometimes it even goes beyond, like, even with our culture, they'll say, some people will say, well, they've been whitewashed, they've been whatever, et cetera, that they're not keeping it real, keeping it hidden. But what does that mean?
I was like, just about to ask you, like, that. Like, what does that mean to you?
Like
for someone who may not, like, maybe not, we can go on that in a sec, like, what it means to you, but, like, maybe how we're talking about it in this sense, when people talk about, like, keeping it real, for people who are listening and may not understand what that means, like, how would you explain that to them?
See, and that's tough. I think that varies. Honestly, because like, keeping it real might be like, okay, you don't talk differently once you've had success, to you dress the same, to you're hanging out with the same people, to what, like, there are a lot of things that could be considered keeping it real, but it's kind of meaningless, at least in my opinion, because it just all varies. There's not one definition thing about keeping it real. I think maybe the closest thing that makes everything maybe the standard is that you do go back to your hood. I think that's the one thing that people could probably agree with the most. Maybe people can change the way they talk, they change the way they dress, but if you still go back to the hood, or if you go back to wherever you're from, doesn't have to be the hood, quote unquote, then you're keeping it real. And then for some people, they'll be like, oh, he keeps it real. Like, even though he's in college or she's in college or she got a great job, you know, she comes back to the neighborhood.
Like, where you came from type thing?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Like, of course, I think that's very important to remember where your roots are.
Yeah.
However, some of us grow up in kind of, you know, negative environments and negative neighborhoods, and it is what it is. And so for me, I would be like, why would I necessarily want to go back? Because my concern has always been, it's like, there's going to be people there that hate. There's people that probably will hate. That's probably part of your own family that'll hate because they don't like seeing your success. Some people might say it's even a cultural thing. Some people might say, you know, is it more geared towards minorities and to white? I think everyone. I think it's really everyone. But I think we see more of the portrayal of people hating when it's minorities to an extent, which is not necessarily the case. I think we just see it a little bit more. We just see it like, oh, well, you're hating or whatever. Like, who cares about any of that? And so I do appreciate people like Nipsey, like some of these other people who do go back to their neighborhoods and help out. But at the same time, I wouldn't pass judgment or I wouldn't say anything if they said, you know what, I'm not going to go back to Compton, or I'm not going back to Crenshaw, or if Snoop said, I'm never going back to Long Beach. I'm sure he has. But like, if he said, like, I'm never going to go back, yeah, why would he? That was like 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, why would he necessarily? Yeah, like some people would say, well, you need to help out where you came from. And I'm sure he does. At least I like to think. But at the same time, it's not obligated. It's been a long time. Probably family's not there anymore. Probably mm-hmm. friends are either gone or probably he'd say dead. What's the point of going back? I just feel like sometimes people, especially people that are in the hood, make it obligated. Like you have a lifelong commitment to the hood. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you're kind of like
keeping
you're,
it real.
Yeah. That, and that's keeping it real, which I'm like, I don't know. I just don't understand what that means.
I don't either. I think obviously it could mean something different to anybody, but if we're talking about keeping it real, like I feel like it's just keeping it like, you know, when I say keeping it 100, like keep like just being honest. So I feel like if you are talking about how you want to see your community do well and do better or whatever, and then you are secretly thinking that you don't want certain people to succeed, then you're not keeping it real, because you know, if that's how you feel, just say that. Don't be out here talking about how, yeah, like I just want to see you do well, but not better than me. You know, like that, yeah. That's not keeping it real, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, and I think, for example, so until I was 9 years old, I grew up in West New York, New Jersey, which is across the river from New York City. So I don't know. I know it, but I don't know it like 100% because obviously I didn't grow up there all my life. I grew up mostly in Ogden. And Ogden's not, I don't never necessarily saw it as the hood, quote unquote. I know some people in the state of Utah do, which is not necessarily, that's not, no, there's, go to real inner cities. And yeah. But when I go, like, I go back to Ogden, you know, on a fairly regular basis. Now, do I go back to where my old neighborhood was necessarily? No. Do I go back and see some of my other friends? Not really, because they've either moved on, especially when I moved on, or some of them, they got into trouble. Like, that's the honest truth. Yeah. They got into trouble, and some of them are either in jail. None that I know have died, but some are definitely got locked up. But am I going to, quote unquote, keep it real to go back and try to hang out with them or whatnot? No, because I'm not about negativity. Like they can do whatever they like. They can do, I don't condone any violence, or I'm not condoning any negative, but at the same time, I'm not going to be worried. I'm not going to try to help, quote unquote, save them. That's not my job.
Yeah, exactly. It's not your job. And also the point of like life and growth and all that stuff is to evolve. And so right. Like if you're around people who are stopping your evolution, then those people are not for you. Like, have you ever heard that metaphor about like the, I don't know, I'm gonna get it wrong probably, but it's like about like your journey in life. You're on this train, and you know you have your destination, and there are stops along the way, and there are people who are gonna get off and on. Like they're not going to the same place you are, and that's just how it is. And you can take them with you if you want, you know. But if they want to get off, they're gonna get off.
Right.
Or if they need to get off, they need to get off. But I like that I think the Breakfast Club video, how it ended. How Charlamagne basically said the moral of a story is keeping it real is doing whatever needs to be done to survive. And he says, protect your energy, watch who your energy goes up or down around.
Right.
And so if your energy, you want to protect it. If your energy is down around certain people, those people aren't for you. Like they're just, I mean, you need to keep it real with yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not saying like act like you're better than these people or like insult them or anything, but release them from you. Release them from your energy, because that's how are we going to do anything good in this world? How are we going to change the world and change communities and see growth in the world if we're being held down by negative energy?
Right. And I do think it's important that, like, all that said about like probably not going back as far as hanging out at the exact place where I used to be, but I still would want to go back. And I think all of us, to an extent, should go back to wherever we kind of grew up and said to try to help out, if that's our choosing. Obviously, we can choose.
And if we have the means.
Yeah, because I feel more for the younger generation. I can't help but think, I know you did this last year. I did it just a few weeks ago. I went to a local junior high.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked a little bit about kind of what I do, and I talked a little bit about how I grew up and some of the things, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And the teacher that was there, he told me that he appreciated like all of us who have come out here, especially us who are Latino, mm-hmm. because most of those students there were Latino.
Yeah.
And he says there is a little bit more of an emphasis. It does help them out. It does help them see that, you know what, that could be me, or that could be that that could be me that's successful, et cetera, whatever you want to call it. But if they can see that you come back and that you do want to help out, or at least you want to inspire a little bit, then that does mean something. And I think that is important. I think that's what people like Nipsey probably were thinking as well, is like this idea of like, I need to go back also to show my people, to help my people, but also show, you know, some of these kids out here that it doesn't have to be all about whether it's the gang life, whether it's the hustle, whether it's whatever it is that they're doing, you know, that you could make it out and that you could help out more people. Is there going to be haters? Yeah. There's going to be haters in anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's just kind of part of life. That's not avoidable to an extent.
Yeah.
But obviously in his case, it went to the most extreme possible results when it comes to the haters. But regardless of that, I just feel like that shouldn't stop us from not going to the hood and not going, whatever you want to call it. We're not going to your neighborhood and trying to help out. I'm not saying that you need to live there, because there are some people who actually, yeah, like, oh no, I'm going to keep living in my hood even if I had success. Like, if that's your decision, that's your decision. You know, as long as you are sure that, you know, your security is good and you make sure that there's not too many people hanging out there, because people are jealous and people will do, we've seen before, whatever it takes to take things away from those that have been successful. But if you can avoid that, nobody's stopping you. But as we said, nobody's stopping you from having to do that. You can do what you want.
Yeah. And when we talk about like investing in communities, like, I guess everyone's community is different. You know, like we both kind of say that we are like our neighborhoods or whatever where we grew up, they don't mean the same to us as like maybe some other people who grew up in these inner city neighborhoods or people who just had so many experiences in that neighborhood. Like, to me, for some people, their community, their neighborhood is just so much a part of them. It even defines them.
Right.
And I don't think, like, I mean, I think where I grew up is obviously a part of me, but I don't think it defines me. Like, I think, you know, once I was able to leave, like, I feel like I got a lot of growth and it's always like a part of me, you know, but it's not, I don't feel the same love, and I don't feel any hate towards it, but I don't feel the same love that some other people do about their like physical communities. But I do want to say that, like, when we talk about investing in communities, it could also be, you know, your community could be like maybe a program that you were a part of when you were a kid and you want to see that flourish. And so when you grow up, maybe you volunteer. Like, maybe that's an example, you know, like one of those Big Brothers and Big Sisters or Latinos in Action here in Utah. There's certain parts, like there's certain communities that you can be a part of, and they're not exactly physical communities because not everybody has that. And so I think it's also important to invest in those, and also like your circle, like your community of people, like your friends, like invest in them, just emotionally, and like support them and cheer for them, like cheer them on in their goals. And because like their wins are your wins. If that's really your community, like physically, like emotionally, whatever it is, their wins are your wins too.
Yeah. For me, my closing was just to say that for those that, because I do know there are some people who get caught up in the, I don't never want to be, call it a sellout, or I don't want to forget ever where I came from, whatever. Like, the term keeping it real or keeping it whatever, that's what we would call sometimes in sports a paper champion. That means nothing. That's not, you don't get a button for it. You don't get a prize for it. At the end of the day, nobody's going to remember necessarily you. It's like, oh yeah, kept it real. Like, what is that? That doesn't, like we said earlier before, that doesn't mean anything. What does mean something is, as you mentioned, going out to help out your community. Or if you don't want to go necessarily, but starting something to help out there. But being more than just keeping it real or just the title of he always or she always kept it real. Going beyond that is the most important thing than feeling like you have to show up every whatever week or every other week or whatever the time you determine to try to figure out and say like, oh yeah, well, I'm always going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it real here. You know, some people obviously have taken an approach a little bit differently. Some people want to be a part of it 100%. Some people maybe not so much necessarily, but at the end of the day, it is about trying to grow that community where you've come from. And as we mentioned, there are many ways to do that, but just don't worry about it. Like kind of what you said, what Charlamagne said, just focus on you, focus on your inner circle first, on your loved ones. If you can, like you said, if you had the means, by all means, then go ahead. And if that's your desire to help out your community, fine. If not, then that's okay.
Well, that's the conversation for today. For more episodes and future topics, follow us on social media. We're at KSL Cafecito on Twitter, KSL Cafecito on Facebook. I'm at Evie Cruz on Twitter.
And I'm at Joel Carandas.
Thanks for listening.